Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Amen. I love walking. It is a form of prayer for me. During the winter, I especially love walking in the chilly night and experiencing a kind of holy darkness, a closeness of God hugging me. This year, because of the extreme surge of the coronavirus, I need to be surrounded by this heavenly source of life and love. And I need the Jesus of our nativity sets. This year, as I walk my dog, Gigi Girl, after dinner, I look to see if there are any outdoor signs of Jesus. And I have discovered in these sacred walks that several houses do have some kind of reference to Jesus in their Christmas displays. In front of one house is a sign planted in the lawn. Jesus is the reason for the season. That sign is it. That is why we are worshiping together right now, and why we are becoming the signs of Jesus. We are meant to be the signs that light up from the presence within and cast light. John the Baptist and the prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "The glory of the Lord shall be revealed." In this Advent season of remembering who came to be, that Jesus, the light of the world, was here, we celebrate with our own signs, such as a creche set, a nativity scene. So in my walking at night, I look for the exterior signs of the God event. I have seen an inflatable nativity set. I have seen lights cast on a molded plastic Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and on a large wooden silhouette of the Holy Family. On the front of my house, I have a ceramic plaque of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and hanging in my front door Christmas wreath, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph revealed in a delicate metal ornament. John the Baptist was anything but delicate. He was clothed in camel's hair and ate locusts and wild honey. His eyes blazed with the truth, and he spoke the outrageous. God was becoming one of us. Jesus was coming. How can we fathom the implication of God among us? This year, we need God's strength and presence more than ever, lifting us up beyond what weighs us down. And Jesus came to give us a God perspective. John came to prepare us to listen to this perspective. Perspectives affects what we experience, what we see, and how we react. What John had to say affected the perspectives of his listeners, and so they repented of their past so they could be lifted up beyond what weighed them down. They wanted the inner freedom that John preached and lived. And yet, there is even more to come, said John. Jesus will baptize you with his Holy Spirit. And before this prophetic spiritual transformation, there was preparation. But the vocation of John to witness to Jesus is not exclusive to John. We witness Jesus. But how? It can start simply with putting a Jesus, Mary, and Joseph outside and inside your home. This year, I've already put the baby Jesus inside my nativity set. I'm not waiting for Christmas Day. This year, I need to make real that the closeness of God is deeper than ever, because the anguish is greater than ever. And as dramatically and painfully as when the Israelites cried for help during their journey out of Egypt, during their isolation in Babylon, we hear the prophet Isaiah from our first reading crying for us, "Comfort, O comfort my people." We cry for comfort in a deep, raw, personal way this Advent. We cry for comfort and strength because of the suffering of the many from the coronavirus, the economic drop-off, businesses closing, people unemployed or underemployed. A new safer at home order. New restrictions, therefore, new experiences in these cycles of isolation from friends and family. We are in this together, one family of God on earth. The suffering of others affects us. We are exposed to the depression, anguish, and fear of others, and pockets within ourselves. But the presence of God continues to love us forward, whether we feel God or not. God chose the human journey as the way to manifest that we are one heart in God. Transformation from fear to love is the energy of God. And this pandemic is a crucible for transformation. It asks us to be strong and not give in physically, mentally, or spiritually. We especially need to put Jesus into Christmas inside and out. And if we do not go within our very hearts, we do go without. So this year, I do not want to stand off at a distance. I need to be close to Jesus. In John's time, being close to Jesus would become the way, the truth, and the life. John literally woke up people to this new way with water. Jesus awakens us in his spirit, but not always gentle as it sounds. We are being baptized by fire. We are going through a crucible, a furnace of purification none of us ever expected. Almost every person I have talked to is hanging on by a thread, on the edge. So how do we go forward? The season of Advent is marked by roads. You can choose the road of the past and stay focused on what you are missing. Or you can choose the present road and experience the transformation of God's eternal now. Or you can look far off and wish the future would come sooner. So, in this present time, the landscape we live in is confusing. We may find it difficult to envision where Jesus is, to imagine what road will finally lead us to the healing we need. But Advent invites us to lift our heads, to raise our eyes, to look toward the horizon and believe. For Jesus comes to us in ways we least expect. Advent invites us to stand in the thick of this life and open our hearts to a sacred walk with Jesus. In the already of Advent and the not yet of Christmas, embrace Advent, hope, and peace, the first two candles of this Advent season. Take your sacred walk and do not be afraid of the dark. Let the light of Jesus lead the way. Keep your faith turned on. That message is in this little story. Once upon a time, the highlight of the Christmas pageant was to show the radiance of Jesus. An electric light bulb was hidden in the manger. At the appropriate time, the stage lights were turned off, and there was dead silence and complete darkness. Until one of the shepherds yelled, "Hey, you turned off Jesus too." This Advent, keep your light and faith in the on position and follow the breadcrumbs of peace. Amen.
Amen.